My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition today is essential, but also learning what products to use and what companies' products that you should be, you know, looking into and getting the information, that is really important because that takes you closer to making the right match for you and your body with the right products to get the right job done correctly. And with that comes confusion and a lot of misinformation. So every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we bring you the relevant topics and the best guests in the industry, the movers, the shakers, the educators, the formulators, and the people that have really made our life better for all of their hard work in the laboratory, in the scientific area, and in the education part of the natural products industry. I want to make sure that things are relatable and relevant and easy to understand because it is very overwhelming and there is no magic wand, but there's some amazing products that can be used to make your life better, healthier, and maybe give us a little bit of that health back that we might have lost along the way. And for some people who haven't had good health in a long, long time. So tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. You'll hear those great guests. We'll hear us talking about the awesome topics. And if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived. They're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download any of the shows when they're convenient for you to listen to. Of course, I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because that is a great way to get directed in the right direction because it's really important. And you're going into a full-service store in the middle of a self-service world. Awesome, knowledgeable people with great knowledge and education and a store fully packed with the best of the best products every day at great prices. That's all good stuff. And you know, when you're trying to get healthy, you want the best of the best knowledge, the best information, the best support, and definitely the right products. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're also Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, and they're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, read the ever-changing industry articles on the homepage to keep your education going in the right way with up-to-date, relevant, relatable information, and also enter your email address so then you'll start getting newsletters for more information and also coupons and relevant articles that are important for us to read through. And of course, give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. Well, today we're going to be talking with Neil Levin. Neil is the Nutrition Education Manager and Product Formulator for the natural products manufacturer Now Foods. Neil is a board-certified clinical nutritionist who has a diplomat in Advanced Nutritional Laboratory Assessment. He is a professional member of the International and American Associations of Clinical Nutritionists and serves on the Scientific Council of the Clinical Nutrition Certification Board. Neil is a director, a program chair, and the past president of the American Nutrition Association and serves on the Public Relations Committee of the American Herbal Products Association. His comments and articles are published everywhere in magazines and newspapers, and he always is contributing to scientific journals and has been featured in countless radio interviews and television news reports. And we get the pleasure of having Neil here every single month, and it's a very nice blessing for us because you have no idea how much knowledge that he brings to the show. Remember, you can always check out his articles. His blog is honestnutrition.com, also at nowfoods.com. He tweets as Neil E. Levin, and on Facebook, you can find him under Honest Nutrition. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Neil.
Hello, it's good to be back with you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule today. And where are you off to these days? Are you in town or are you traveling again?
I'm in town. I'm going to the United Natural Products Association retreat at early next month, and I'm doing a keynote address on formulation there.
Oh, wonderful. You know, I was talking with somebody the other day, and we were talking about this field, and they said, you know, when you've been doing it this long, it's nice that you've learned everything. And I said, oh, no. You never get to learn everything. It's just, as we're all works in progress, our minds and education and new knowledge, they're all works in progress, too. I think we'll leave this earth and still have a lot of questions with new things coming.
Oh, yeah, we're always learning new things. You know, they're actually using artificial intelligence in some companies to try to predict what studies would show if they did long-term huge studies, and trying to come up with products that would meet those particular criteria. But, of course, they're speculating to some extent because they haven't actually done those studies. They're kind of predicting. And sometimes predictive stuff works okay. For example, you can predict to some extent whether a molecule is going to be sweet by its shape. Mm. It's not perfect, but, you know, it might show you what to look at as far as screening molecules and saying, well, maybe this will be sweet, let's test it. You know, so you're using research or artificial intelligence in a way to scroll through thousands and thousands of potential candidates, and you pick the ones that might be the most likely. You still need the human sensory at the end to be able to complete that project.
You know, the one thing that I think is ever changing is, as we get more advanced in our field, and follow me with this, I know it's going to sound kind of strange, but, you know, as we get more advanced and our formulas get better and better and more bioavailable, more absorbable and all that stuff, the human race is sliding backwards because they're not taking as good a care of themselves as they were. So this industry has to keep making things better and easier and more absorbable because everybody else is screwing things up along the way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, we're constantly under challenge by things. I mean, even today I was at the looking at the lawn and garden stuff, and my wife had seen something about some new weed killer that was suitable for using in organic applications. And I went and looked at it, and the active ingredient is glyphosate, which is the same stuff that's in Roundup.
Roundup, yeah.
And I'm like, how in the heck is this suitable for use in organic applications? It's an artificial compound that works by robbing the minerals from plants. So, and, you know, if it's so bad that we don't want it on our food, why are we wanting to apply it in our yard for that? You know, and how did it get rated as some organic organization said it's okay to use with organics? That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, I know there are some parts of the world where they have actually outlawed it in their areas, but of course it's still being used very, very freely here.
Yeah, and that's a shame because I've seen some research indicating that it's possible that glyphosate is associated with increased risk of celiac disease, which is an extreme form of gluten intolerance. And we're talking about hospital diagnosed cases rising at the same curve as the increase of use of glyphosate as an herbicide. So, you know, it's certainly circumstantial evidence showing there's a connection. They haven't necessarily done all the biochemistry to show why, but we know that glyphosate works by stealing minerals and preventing minerals from being absorbed, both in plants and probably in humans. And that's its mechanism of action. And that's literally how it works. So you're starving the plant of minerals it needs. what happens when we eat it, and what else is it compounded with? You know, there's so many other issues. You know, they're using it on wheat to harvest the wheat, and then there's indications it makes people intolerant to wheat. So the farmers don't know this. So the modern world keeps moving forward, but not always in a good direction.
When I was talking to Marge the other day, she was talking about, she brings in, because you guys come out with amazing products all the time. You know, I was talking with someone from another company, and I said, I just wonder if some of the companies are just ready just to sit back and say, you know what, we've come out with enough stuff. But the companies that are really making a difference, they don't have that philosophy. They're just like, you know, what's next? What else can we tackle? What else can we do? What else can we fix? What else can we, you know, help people to get healthier from? It's an ongoing process all the time. Agree?
It is a process. And, you know, I mean, it's difficult to come up with new products that we think are going to be useful to people. And, you know, a lot of times these ideas come from some demand or some research or something like that that we think is going to be useful. We're looking at the doses used in studies and seeing there's not a product with the right dose. We'll come out with something with that appropriate amount. For example, vitamin MK7, a form of vitamin K2, that people aren't offering the clinical dosing, so we're working on some higher doses. Or we're looking at combinations of things like you might be familiar with the magnesium transporter formula that I designed and came out late last year. And it's got five different chelates or bonded things bonded to magnesium. So different forms of magnesium to absorb and go six ways to Sunday, or probably five ways to Sunday in this case. To go to different places in the body that the body wants these other things that are attached, like the citrate or malate or glycinate, you know, those kind of things.
Do you think that this country is making still bigger strides in the area of health and nutrition over other parts of the world?
Yes and no. We're really, Americans are more interested in inventing things, patenting things. There's so much more emphasis and money thrown at and resources thrown at being able to patent something. And you can't patent something that's 100% natural. So it's going to be something that's artificial, at least partially, has some unnatural component if you're going to be able to patent it. And that's not the best thing in the world. You know, for people like us that are looking for naturally supporting our body's health and, you know, using something, I mean, for example, they'll come up with a synthetic version of a vitamin and patent it. And then, oh, this is a new drug. Well, yes, it is a new drug because it's not like the vitamin that our body's used to using. It's not going to work the same way, and who knows what its toxicity is or its efficacy is. Because it's different. You know, it has to be different to be patented. So, you know, unless there's some specific patent in the processing to make something that's not normally able to be processed and you present something that's still natural, a lot of the things that they're going after are genetically modified or things like that. The biotech industry is huge, huge, huge. 20 years ago it was tiny, and today it's an important part of medicine, science, engineering, and that's not necessarily all good. We're challenged more and more with these artificial compounds that the body has never had to deal with, and who knows what resources it's going to take to process it, detoxify it, eliminate it from the body, or even to utilize it.
The hard part today is deciding not just what products to take, but also what companies to gravitate to. And, you know, and I work with a lot of great companies. I was blessed to see a lot of laboratories. I mean, your laboratories really set you apart. And Marge and I went back and we were able to really see your laboratories. And, you know, you see the not only the passion, but the credibility of your formulations. I mean, I've never been so suited up to go through a lab before. We had to really suit up just to be able to go into those areas. And I thought that was very cool.
Yeah, and one thing is we keep increasing our capabilities in order to keep up with what's happening in the world. For example, there's these listeria food poisoning issues. And the reason why when people now are touring our facility, they have to wear these booties, these shoe covers, is in case you're tracking something in from outside. You know, what if there's a bird poop on the sidewalk and you track it in and you're bringing in listeria or some foodborne illness type thing that's coming from the environment? You know, we actually have to separate that from our production facility. And the people who work inside actually use color-coded shoelaces, orange shoelaces, by the way, to indicate that those are indoor-only shoes. They're not allowed to wear them outside. And we're not allowed to wear our smocks outside or even in the lunchroom or the restroom for a risk of contaminating them with something. So, you know, we keep increasing our capabilities, but, you know, we're talking about a $100 million lab facility complex and over 160 people working in the labs for quality control,
wow,
technicians, chemists, et cetera. We're literally one of the largest labs in the country, if not the world. That's, you know, not like a, you know, maybe if they're working on illegal things like biochemical weapons or something, there might be some bigger labs. But if you're talking about universities or commercial labs or things, we're it. We're one of the top labs in the world. And we publish methods that are used by industry. We actually developed the standard official method for glucosamine that's used worldwide today, for example. And we publish methods that are industry standards. So, you know, that means we're the experts at testing, we're the expert at designing the way that things are tested, and that using a third-party lab is actually inferior to doing it ourselves in some cases.
So when I talked to Marge, she wanted to talk about, we're talking about new products and things like that, and she said she brought in your new berberine, and she really, really likes the formula, and she said, please have Neil talk a little bit about it. She goes, I know he can definitely inform us about the new berberine. And that's the berberine glucose support, right?
That is, and that is a
good
new product, and it's very interesting because there's a lot of research on berberine. And berberine is a compound that's pretty well known from different botanicals such as golden seal root or Oregon grape root. And it's kind of a yellowish alkaloid type pigment that's in these things.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's been shown to do is pretty remarkable because it kind of hits all the bases for metabolic syndrome. And metabolic syndrome is looking at normalizing blood pressure, waist circumference, LDL or bad cholesterol, HDL or good cholesterol, triglycerides. And it kind of hits the mark on all those areas. And metabolic syndrome is a set of really five areas that if your measurements are out of normal, that indicates that you're at higher risk for diabetes, heart disease, and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Now, it doesn't mean you have those diseases, but if you have a genetic predisposition and you have three out of five of these markers out of whack, that is pretty much the definition of metabolic syndrome, which when you have this cluster of symptoms, that indicates a higher risk of developing a disease. It's not a disease in itself. So having one substance that kind of increases HDL, good cholesterol, lowers LDL, the bad cholesterol, and total cholesterol, lowers triglycerides, helps control blood pressure and blood sugar. It improves insulin sensitivity. So it's doing all the right things. But the problem to date is to get enough of it without causing GI disturbances. And we kind of found a unique solution to that. And our technique was to put it in a soft gel, which is pretty unusual. Use in the soft gel the caprate, which is a medium-chain triglyceride from palm oil, and it improves absorption enough that it minimizes the potential gastrointestinal disturbances that are somewhat frequent by just taking berberine on its own. So we looked for a way to enhance absorption. Enhancing absorption reduces the chance of it passing through the GI tract, causing, you know, gas, bloating, disturbances as it's going through, which is the main reason why people would not take this when they could. And if you could take something that's in, say, servings of about 3 capsules a day, is going to preserve your health in those areas that metabolic syndrome is looking at, you know, that's really a powerful type of formula. And we've actually sold that for a couple of years in our professional line before we brought it out to everybody in the Now line. So we kind of tested the market with it with practitioners, and it was successful enough that it came out as a Now product. So I think that is going to tell your listeners, you know, the value of, you know, not just throwing it on the market and see what happens, but working with practitioners, making sure that it does what it's supposed to do, and then offering it to the general public as a really a proven product.
Now, let me ask you a question. A lot of people that are out there that are dealing with things that have to do with metabolic syndrome are already being medicated in one area or another, be it cholesterol with statins or blood pressure or blood sugar medicine. And, you know, they obviously need to be making changes, dietary and activity and all that kind of stuff that they should be doing anyway. Where does the berberine fit in if you're already in a pharmaceutically kind of path?
Well, you're going to see a bunch of warnings on the labels. Because there is a problem if you, for example, improve insulin sensitivity and help normalize that by taking berberine and you're taking blood sugar medication, you could actually overdose on the blood sugar medication, drive your blood sugar too low, and have hypoglycemia or low blood sugar and not feel very good. Or, you know, the same with all these other issues. You know, it's probably a little more difficult to for certain things, like if your HDL cholesterol goes up more, that there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's absolutely no risk there. If it lowers your LDL and your total cholesterol, it probably won't do that too much where it's going to cause health problems. Really, as long as your total cholesterol is above 120, you're not in real bad shape. And that's, you know, a lot lower than what they're trying to get. You know, clinically, they're probably looking at 180 to 200 as a normal range for total cholesterol. And blood pressure, again, you don't want to lower it too much, but not likely it's going to do it that quickly with something like this. But as always, there's warnings on the label. We strongly advise that if you're on a medication or have any kind of medical issue, consult with your doctor before taking any supplementation or changing your diet dramatically either. And, you know, there are some specific cautions, especially the blood sugar issue. If you're on certain medications, blood pressure, blood sugar, those are probably the ones that you have to worry the most about for an interaction where if you don't need as much of it because you're correcting your diet and improving your health, obviously, the dosing of the medication needs to change accordingly. That has to be done in consult with the physician.
To get that titration information, right.
And to have them monitor what's happening. Yeah. What, you know, how strongly is this working on you? Do we need to change the dosing of your medication or medications? Is it too much risk and they don't want you to do it at all? You know, there's all these issues that really are medical decisions between a person and their doctor.
But there is a mentality out there, Neil, where people think, okay, I'm on this medication. It's just, it's like growing another arm. It's part of me now, and it just is what it is. And people don't question. They don't ask, you know, for a conversation or a dialogue. They just get it renewed and continue to use it. And I think sometimes they may have done all the right things along the way, and they may not need it anymore, but they don't ask.
Yeah, they're actually taking a risk by doing that. And, you know, it could be a serious risk. If your blood pressure goes too high or too low, if your blood sugar goes too high or too low, those are really more serious than, you know, your cholesterol being a little more out of balance than what you expect. You know, it isn't necessarily as dangerous or life-threatening if you're operating a vehicle, if you're feeling weak and or faint because your blood pressure is off, or, you know, your blood sugar is too low and you can't function, you can't think straight. You know, there are risks involved with that, and people should be aware of them.
You know, if you are someone, and I'm going to ask this question kind of indirectly, but I know that you'll answer it. If you are someone who's living a lifestyle and you know you're doing the wrong things, you know that your lifestyle, you eat a lot of fatty food, you eat a lot of junk, you're not sleeping well, you're burning the candle at both ends, you probably haven't been in to see the doctor in a while, and you know you probably should eventually, and you're come from a family, maybe there's genetic predisposition, blood pressure, cholesterol, all those kind of things. Is the berberine a good thing to jump right on?
Berberine would be a good thing to take if you have any of those potential issues, and especially if you're not being medicated yet.
Okay.
And you're trying to see if you can normalize them through diet and lifestyle, mm-hmm. which, you know, is actually the easiest way. You know, it is a lot harder to try to introduce these things once you're on medication, once you're in the clutches of the medical profession. You know, that they mean well. A lot of them are very serious people who are really trying to do good by you, but they have limited knowledge in terms of how to integrate natural products. And a lot of research is not done on integrating natural products with medications or other therapies. So, you know, it's not odd that they would be leery of things they're not familiar with and they're not trained on. You know, the definition of malpractice is to practice medicine doing something that you're not adequately trained to do. Hmm. So if you look at it this way, all MDs have the same license. Not everyone should be expected to do brain surgery or transplants or very specific types of therapies because they're not trained in those therapies. So although they all have the same license, they're not all allowed to do the same thing because it's malpractice if they do something they're not adequately trained for. So a lot of them are technically doing malpractice by trying to judge nutrition if they're not trained in nutrition by that standard, by their own standard. Now, this is not something that is typically talked about or that they're judged on. But, you know, literally, that's what they should be judged on based on the standards today.
Okay. You know, when you start using this, a lot of times today, a lot of the people that fit this category, Neil, may also be people that are carrying a lot of extra weight on their frame. So is this formulated for someone of a certain weight? Or is it, because, you know, many things today, you know, are based on an average size man and an average size woman. What if you're a plus size person? Do you start out at the recommended dosage and then increase your dose? Where do you go with that?
Yeah, our suggested serving size is 3 capsules a day. And that really is in the range of what was used in clinical trials.
Okay.
Now, clinical trials do have a range of individuals, especially in larger trials. The typical, if you take an average weight that things are designed for, it's typically 70 kilograms, which is about 155 pounds. That's your standard weight and dosing that things are designed for. Now, some things like glucosamine are designed for, you know, you do more if you have higher weight. There's more stress on the joints. There's more need for these nutrients. But on something like controlling blood sugar and things like that, the berberine doesn't seem to have as sensitive a need to change the range, that it's not as sensitive to body size and weight, because it's working on the underlying mechanisms, not specifically like glucosamine providing material to help integrate into joints, for example.
Oh, okay. Now, herbal, so with food, without food?
Well, it is a it is something that can be taken with food. It will absorb better with some fat, at least.
Oh, good. Good to
so
know.
So when we say food, really fat is the trigger. Sometimes for food, we're talking about other things, like on amino acids, we say not to take it with food because you don't want it to compete with other amino acids for absorption. In some cases, we say take it with food because it helps absorption of fat-soluble nutrients, which would be the case here.
Okay, yeah, I just want to get the clarity, you know, because sometimes things work better at different times, and, you know, it's hard enough to educate on the big picture of using something, but if somebody could actually absorb it a little better. So if you're having a protein shake in the morning and you add coconut oil and things like that to your protein shake, that would work as far as a fatty carrier.
Yeah, or some people will do a spoonful of fish oil or coconut oil,
oh,
for example.
Okay.
As just a supplement anytime. And as long as you get about a teaspoon of fat, you'll tend to absorb what you're getting. It takes about that much, which is about 5 grams, which is about 5 capsules, by the way, if you're taking like a fish oil capsule. It takes about 5 grams of fat to trigger the fat absorption process, your pancreatic enzymes, including lipase, and your bile from the gallbladder, assuming you still have a gallbladder. If you don't have a gallbladder, I'd recommend taking these things with some MCT oil, which tends to bypass the normal fat absorption mechanism, mm-hmm, and allow you to absorb fat-soluble nutrients better, even if you don't have a gallbladder, even if you have pancreatic issues, even if you're doing low dosing below that 5 grams of fat, you can still typically absorb your nutrients if you've got the MCT oil. And the caprate, the fatty acid that's the carrier in this product, for the berberine, is one of the MCT oil fractions, the medium-chain triglyceride. So it is a medium-chain triglyceride we're using, which has that capability.
Now, I'm trying to where I want to go with this question, because I know this is going to come up. We want to talk to our doctors, obviously, when we're doing things like this. If you're an injectable diabetic and you have not been able to get stability of your blood sugar, can the berberine work with an injectable insulin?
Well, it could theoretically do that, because it tends to improve insulin sensitivity and to normalize the process in the body. Now, it's going to be safer to do that if you're working with a doctor. It's going to be safer to do that specifically for people who are testing before they administer insulin so they know how much to give. Because if they're giving the appropriate amount based on their blood sugar and it varies and they're adjusting the dosing of their medication, that's going to be a lot safer than taking a standard amount of medication, taking a substance like berberine that can lower their need for the medication and risking getting too much medication that's going to throw the blood sugar out of balance more than it should be.
Okay. Now, I know there was another product. Thank you for this. This was really good education on berberine. I appreciate it. Now, the other product I'm not familiar with, Marge said it's a new product. Is it an internal product for the skin?
Yes. We have a product that's called Glutathione Skin Brightener with ceramides.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
And it's a capsule. It's actually 30 capsules, and we recommend taking this. It's actually got two clinically validated ingredients to give skin a healthy glow.
Wow.
Glutathione is the first one. And glutathione is a tripeptide. It's made up of three amino acids. The one that limits its production in the body, because it's normally synthesized in the body, the limiting factor there is the amino acid L-cysteine, which is a sulfur-containing amino acid that's very useful. You'll see cysteine in shampoos and various skin and hair formulas because it's part of that structure using that protein. But it's also necessary to make this major circulating antioxidant in the body called glutathione. And glutathione you can take orally. It's a large molecule, but it has a transport protein. It does get absorbed orally. And the reason why you take this and it helps with skin brightness is because skin pigments depend on oxidation and antioxidants. Mm-hmm. And this is not very well known. But if you think, how does your skin change when you're out in the sun? Why does it change when you're out in the sun and you expose your skin to sunlight? And what's happening is sunlight, you have the ultraviolet rays that penetrate the skin and they heat up the skin and they provide some oxidative exposure, some oxygen compounds. And the body responds by oxidizing and forming melanin. Melanin is made from an oxidized compound containing the amino acid tyrosine. So, and tyrosine is also used to make neurotransmitters and hormones and the thyroid hormones, for example. You know, it has other uses in the body. But the oxidized tyrosine compound is melanin. That's your pigment in the skin. That's your tanning compound. That's your skin pigment that turns darker because of oxidation when you're exposed to sunlight. And that's why carotenoids, you could look at lutein, astaxanthin, beta-carotene, all these various carotenoids, which are fat-soluble pigments in foods. We're all familiar with the yellow pigment in called lutein, which is in corn, yellow corn. It's the yellowish compound in spinach. It's the yellow compound you'll see in flower petals and things like that, sunflowers or those kind of things. So, but people eat lutein as part of their diet. And lutein, astaxanthin, which is a pinkish-red compound that you get, that's the common color you'll see in ocean-raised salmon. You'll see it in shrimp, you know, that the color of flamingos, because they're eating foods that contain this carotenoid. You know, it's a plant compound that's accumulated in animals. And the carotenoids, you know, eating carrots, beta-carotene, the orange pigment and things. You accumulate the carotenoids in the skin or the eyes, and they're protective. Now, when you use them up, then you start getting this oxidative damage, which is what tanning is. Your skin turns darker in the sun based on this exposure, and using up the carotenoid antioxidants that are in the skin, the various ones, eventually, when you use it up enough, you get a sunburn. Sunburn is an indication you have used up your antioxidants in the skin, the carotenoids are gone, you're darkening as quickly as you can to try to protect your skin from more damage. That's what tanning is, that's skin damage, you know, all these things are interrelated. So if you're taking glutathione orally, you're adding a major circulating antioxidant that protects the skin and helps slow down that conversion of tyrosine into melanin. You're making less skin pigment, but you're protecting the skin from sun damage at the same time. You know, you're not just getting rid of the protection, you're protecting it in a different way.
So let me ask you a question. If you're someone that's out in the sun, you work in the sun, you know, you're outside, you do landscaping, or you just really get out in the sun in the summer and you just enjoy the outdoors, is this a product for you?
This could be, because it's also a moisturizing product. We have another active ingredient in there called ceramides. And they're phytoceramides, which are, phyto means plant, phyto. So really we're talking about a substance that is very good at protecting and inhibiting degradation of collagen. And collagen is our connective tissue. And there's different types of collagen, but there's collagen in our joints, there's collagen forming our internal organs, there's collagen forming our skin, our hair, our nails, our blood vessels. So different areas have different types of collagen. But it preserves our collagen integrity, preserves our skin elasticity. It helps block not only the enzyme that breaks down collagen, but the enzyme that breaks down elastin, called elastase, is the enzyme. And by inhibiting these enzymes, you're protecting collagen and elastin. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners have seen those as ingredients or targets of ingredients on hair and skincare formulas.
You know, I think to the people that are really trying to work on their skin and they take, you know, they're eating a really good diet, because I have a lot of friends that do everything from landscaping to roofing to outdoor iron work and fences and landscaping and pools, and they work on the roads, you know, and you see them wearing all kinds of protection, but you know, they're always asking, you know, is there anything new that we can add that's going to keep our skin a little better? Oh, and what about the people that go in for tanning? Would they be a candidate?
Well, they would be, but again, they're deliberately trying to darken their
Yeah,
skin,
I know.
which means that they are willing to take the oxidation and the potential damage to the skin at the same time. So there's a risk to tanning, and you know, it really depends on the tanning type. Now, if they're willing to spend longer to tan and use some of these compounds, they could be helpful.
Okay.
Now, the things you take internally for the skin, there's a new term for that called nutricosmetics. So if
Okay.
you ever see the term nutricosmetics, maybe you heard it here first on this program.
Okay.
But taking it orally, it works inside out. You don't have to apply a lot of lotion to the skin, which is not always practical or easy to that are difficult to get to. And it's easy to carry a bottle of supplements. This is a way to moisturize the skin at the same time. Moisturizing reduces dry and itchy skin. It reduces the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles by plumping up the skin. And gives you, if you have a good ceramide content in the skin, it helps give you a healthy glow, a moisturized skin, a smooth, youthful appearance. And what are ceramides that we're using? They're extracted from wheat. They're actually tested to make sure they're gluten-free, though,
Oh.
which is interesting, at least to me. And they're growing this in Europe, so it's not the problem with using the glyphosate to harvest the crops early. They don't tend to do that in France like they do in the United States. And so it's a gluten-free fatty extract from wheat manufactured in France. And the ceramides play a role in the water barrier function of the skin. And they're actually making the lower part of the epidermis, going down two or three layers of the skin, and they're moisturizing that which is the main water barrier for the skin.
Wow.
The epidermis, the outer layer, is going to let some of the moisture in, but then you lock it away from the dermis, from the inner layer, by in the second layer of the epidermis. If you have the ceramides, if you don't, then the water can stay in the outer layer and actually get through better, which is not always the best thing. You want to moisturize that inner layer more than the outer layer, because the outer layer is prone to evaporation, and it doesn't hold it as well. So you're bringing ceramides via the bloodstream, taking it orally, to the inner layer of the skin. You get full body coverage. It takes about 24 hours after ingestion to reach the epidermis level. And they've actually radio tagged it to prove that it is absorbed and gets into that layer, because that's important. You know, you have to know how does it absorb, what does it do. And it's natural, it's not genetically modified, it's gluten-free, it's vegan for this for the ceramides. You can take it in different ways. You know, it's a nice thing. They have a human study, a pilot study, and a human randomized clinical trial. And the clinical trial had 60 subjects, women with dry skin, 30 to 60 years old, and they took 30 milligrams a day of ceramides powder or placebo. So randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled, gold standard protocol. And they were showing an improvement of moisturizing between 16 and 21% improvements. And for the placebo, there was a 13 to 14% decrease in moisture in the skin.
Wow.
So the placebo did not work as well as this, and 75% of the subjects saw, I'm sorry, 80% of the subjects saw their skin less flaky because of the moisturizing effect.
Now, I know this is a one-a-day dosage, but can you take more, or you don't need it?
You can. They did a double dose.
Okay.
And they had a slightly improved benefit. So if someone's under a lot of challenge, they're working outside in Las Vegas all summer and they're exposed to a lot of sunlight, maybe two a day would be better for someone like that. For the average person, no. But, you know, if you're outside and exposed to a lot of sun, there might be a reason why you'd want a double dose. But they did test the double dose, and they did show continued improvement, but not quite as strong as the initial improvement.
Should you increase your water for this to work better, or does it not? Of course, it needs normal amounts of water, but more water better?
More water is better, but not because of this, because this is okay. A fat.
Got it. So being a fat, it should be taken with food, preferably?
Yeah, it should be taken preferably with food, but again, it's and it does reduce oxidative stress. So it's going to also contribute to protecting against free radicals, oxidative reactions in the body, which is a trigger to tan the skin, turn it darker. And some people get uneven tanning, and they have issues with uneven pigmentation of the skin. So this is one reason why someone would take this kind of formula, because they want to brighten the skin, they want to moisturize the skin, they want to prevent uneven tanning as you are exposed to light. Which makes some people look a little unnatural because of the modeling of the skin, the uneven pigmentation. So, you know, people who have those kind of problems, you know, it's probably a good idea to look at ways to prevent the skin from tanning unevenly.
All right. Well, no, this has been really, really good. I thank you so much for this. Two brand new products that are available at Stay Healthy. So I wish you well, my friend. Always a pleasure to have you here. Your knowledge is just contagious. It's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
Be well. My guest today, Neil Levin, always educational, and, you know, he just brings such good knowledge. You know, he's out there in the field, and, you know, he's been a very staunch advocate for us as consumers to be able to have the ability to be able to use these products. And, you know, he's been fighting the fight for us, for the consumer, for a very, very long time. So if you do get the time, you know, take the time to follow his blogs and things like that. It's really important. Remember, he is honestnutrition.com and nowfoods.com. You can follow him on Facebook. Just type in Honest Nutrition, and you'll be able to follow him there as well. So always good information coming from Neil. And, of course, all the products from Now Foods are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You're going to see them in just about every single category in the store, from cosmetics to the snacks to the raw nuts to the essential oils to the bodybuilding, the exercise, the immune system, allergies, vitamins, minerals, herbals, I mean, everything. They're in every single category. And, you know, like we were talking about their laboratory, they are one of the best labs, you know, and they're very, very strict about their quality control. I told you we were there and we had to definitely almost double suit up just to be able to get into the outer part of the laboratory. So that was quite interesting. And you gain a whole bunch of respect for people that way. So I'm along the line of respect and being able to get healthy. That's why I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They're also in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. So they've been doing it for a long time. And I think what really sets them apart is many things. Their longevity, they're a knowledgeable staff. They have the best customer service. They carry only high quality, high integrity products from companies that think of us, the consumer, first. The best of the best products in every division. So you can't really make a mistake there because you're always choosing from the best, no matter what category you're shopping in. And being able to have all that knowledge at your fingertips, you know, is a great peace of mind, because getting healthy is something we want to do. And if we're fighting something, you know, it's even more stressful for us to start getting healthy. And guessing along the way, that's not the way to do it. When you can go to Stay Healthy and work with these people on really knowledgeable, great dialogue kind of level, and they'll have the conversation with you. And then once you get a little bit more comfortable with the knowledge and the information, then you can start having those dialogues with your medical practitioners as well. And that's what it's all about. Stay Healthy. Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. The hours of the store, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Remember to give them a thumbs up and like them on Facebook. Then you'll be connected for their daily post every single day. It's a great way to stay in touch with the store. And, you know, everybody's fooling around on Facebook. Just take a minute, type in Stay Healthy and give them a thumbs up. When you're on Facebook, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke as well. Give it a thumbs up for the page. Share it with your friends and family. Trying to get a lot of information out there. And as well, I will answer your questions right on the Facebook page if you choose. Unless you want it to go private, I can message you back privately as well. So it's just another way that, you know, I think we learn from other people's questions. And some people are asking the question that we've been wanting to ask, but we haven't taken the time to sit down and write it. So those questions really do pop up frequently on there. And a lot of people say, you know, thanks for answering that question. I've been wondering that myself. And I hear that every single day. So remember, if you can't tune in live, remember to tune into the show through my webpage, because courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. You just simply click on the archive icon, download the shows that you want to listen to. And let's say you're listening to something and you hear it and you think, you know what, that's exactly the conversation I was having with a friend. You can steer them there and they can download the show and they can listen to it as well. So I hope you'll take the time to do that. Thank you to Neil Levin. Thank you to Now Foods. Thank you for the new products, the Glutathione Skin Brightener and the new Berberine. Both of them are available at Stay Healthy, brand new products from Now Foods. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting, remember, everything is now podcast on my webpage. I hope you have a great day. Do something awesome. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.